Bible verse. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The consequence of sin. Continuing our journey through the essential truths of salvation in part 3 of our 6-part series, we come to Romans chapter 6 verse 23, which starkly contrasts the consequences of sin with the hope offered through Jesus Christ. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." This verse encapsulates the gravity of sin and the glorious promise of eternal life. Paul's letter to the Romans addresses the seriousness of sin and its ultimate consequence, death. The term wages implies something earned or deserved, highlighting that death is the rightful result of sin. This death is not merely physical but spiritual, signifying eternal separation from God. In James chapter 1 verse 15, we read, "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." This progression from temptation to sin to death underscores the deadly nature of sin. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The gift of eternal life. Albert Barnes' notes on the Bible clarifies that wages implies what is earned or deserved, while gift highlights God's grace in offering salvation freely, not based on our merit but on Christ's sacrifice. This contrast between what we deserve and what God offers is a powerful reminder of His mercy and love. Matthew Henry's commentary elaborates on the significance of eternal life as God's gift. It is a gift that cannot be earned but is given freely through faith in Jesus Christ. This gift of eternal life stands in stark contrast to the death earned by sin, emphasizing the generosity and grace of God. The path to eternal life. The New Testament consistently reinforces this theme. John chapter 3 verse 16, one of the most well-known verses, states, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse underscores God's love and the provision of eternal life through faith in Jesus. The hope of salvation is available to all who seek it in the biblical manner. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8-9 assures us, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." This passage highlights that salvation is a gift, received by faith, and not something we can earn through our efforts. Conclusion. In conclusion, Romans chapter 6 verse 23 presents a stark contrast between the consequences of sin and the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but God offers the gift of eternal life to all who believe in His Son. This profound truth calls us to recognize the seriousness of sin and the incredible grace of God. Let us embrace this gift of eternal life, offered freely through faith in Jesus Christ, and walk in the assurance of His salvation. Series.